You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. We're on vacation this week, so enjoy some special content from the Patreon archives. We're dropping a few episodes for you to check out. You can always listen to all of our content on Patreon, patreon.com/Escaped Reality Podcast. Thank you to all our patrons who support us. We love you guys. We cover a lot of shit on Patreon. Here's just a random sampling for your ears. We'll be back next week.
Love ya.
We love you.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Long ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking Lula Rich. Lula Rose, the four-part Amazon show.
I'm over here pumping my milk to make some money to start a business, everybody.
Jesus. Man, I thought it was really well done.
Was it? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it moved quickly.
I don't watch stuff like that, really. So I should more often. I enjoyed it.
Oh, it was great.
Do you think it could have been wrapped up in three? Do you think it needed four?
I was wondering, like, why was it four? What were we waiting? I kept thinking there was going to be more that came out, you know,
yeah,
other than
yeah.
They were like a pyramid scheme. So I feel like it could have been
and
three,
it's
but
like,
I didn't hate that it was four.
Is this just going to help their fucking business? Doesn't seem like it's hurting them, or it must be hurting them. I mean, they're not doing as well, but they're still in business. Like the guy said, they just disperse onto other loser activities.
Right. I mean, I just.
No so offense you, to anybody who's a LuLaRoe person, but.
I mean, okay, on the foundational level, like just at a basic fashion level, the shit was terrible. Like, I understand they were soft leggings.
When I was trying to buy from my friend, they weren't even that soft. They were shit.
Really? So you had them.
You had to wash them inside and out. Anything I got to wash inside and out is trash.
You mean inside out?
Yeah, sorry. Inside out. Inside and out. I don't know if even that matters, but. I didn't like the leggings that much. They weren't my favorite. Go to Old Navy.
When you're watching like the commercials and like the advertisements they had, like the shit didn't even like, I understand conflicting patterns are a thing, but it was you would have to pay me to wear that shit.
It was like something or what's her face from, I could see Jess being a LuLaRoe consultant or from that girl, whatever show, what is it? My girl shows that this
my
girl. Jess, what's her name? Jess and Cece and the gang. Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, New Girl.
New Girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could see. Yeah, that was that kind of vibe. I mean, I don't.
It was sad, too.
It is sad because there's just like this, the plight of the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, so
like
depressing.
Suckers for this kind of shit. Like, they want something to mean,
oh,
you know,
God.
That they're doing something too. So let me spend 10 grand to buy into a bunch of shit.
10 grand and you get a boxes of this shit that you got to now haul off.
Crazy.
So this girl that I knew that first was selling it, I was like, she's a very quiet girl, not the type of girl to be taking a bunch of selfie pictures in the bathroom and posting. And now it makes sense. She had to hustle these clothes or her husband was going to beat her to death, you know?
I mean, okay. All right. First, the fact that the women, that it was like, first it was sold as like, women get your financial independence. And then once you were in it, then it was like, your husband needs to come in and
right,
do
your
all
husband.
The work.
Yeah.
And you need to retire your husband. There's just so many culty red flags with the language, you know?
And imagine there's probably a lot of husbands who are like, all right, let's do it, baby.
Oh my God. It's just crazy.
And that one couple that they did try to get all their eggs in one basket, they ended up firing because they
mouthing
weren't going
off.
To, yeah. Got to bring your kids to church, get some good foundation in them.
You know what I realized watching these mass events? That if I'm not at a concert or like a, I don't know what the even other situation is that I should be in a crowd.
Or I'm getting
like that,
paid like
that
my
people
salary or something.
An award show. Like, I don't ever want to be around people who are acting like that in a crowd.
Creepy.
For not like a, that's so
I
culty.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
Even at work events where they're telling me what my EINF personality is, like, get the fuck away from me. I'm out of here.
You mean IN, what is that?
Yeah, E-N-T-J, whatever that is. I remember sitting in like some room for some
Myers-Briggs.
Stupid job. And it's like, God.
No, I just.
I know my, I don't know. I feel you.
Even like BravoCon, I almost feel the same way. It's like when they were showing
close to that.
You know what I mean? When they were showing the way that they're putting this stuff together,
the people
like,
are
you
walking
the people
out
there, and you know they just want to come in and get as close as they can. It's like, oh my God, this is
they
exactly
have the same
like
look in their eyes.
Yes, it's probably let's be real, the same demographic of women.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of crossover.
I know BravoCon sounds fun and people do rave about it, but you're spending a ton of money. And right, you're sitting in this room and what are you really watching? You know, it's really nothing. I felt kind of ridiculous after I went to that Watch What Happens Live thing in LA that one time.
Right. It's like, what am I just, like, I never want to be around that people.
One step too far.
Fanatical.
Almost. This podcast is almost too far.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
That is a flying cross country in COVID. I'm going to catch COVID.
Right. No, plenty not of people, even. Like including my parents, probably think that like our podcast is a step too far.
Oh, my parents, I'm sure. Like,
who listens?
Oh my God. Even I've driven past Sir and I've sat outside of it and really gotten close to going in, but I haven't yet, you know, but
right.
Just dumps.
God.
You can see that stuff in real life. It's real. It's really weird.
Yeah. The sheen is gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I loved was when, of course, see, this is when you're like episode one and episode two, you're like, all right, well, here they go. Like, oh, they're spending a lot of money. They're growing really fast, a little sketch. And then episode three is like where they drop all of the like her mom was some anti-feminist and like all your money is supposed to go like all of that. I was like, oh, here we go. Yep. 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 Here we go.
And then the look in her eyes is frightening. The look in his eyes is frightening.
Yeah.
They scare the shit out of me. They're up to, they deserve to go to jail and they never will.
You see the level of delusion that they have.
Erica Jane looks like them.
Right. It's like a protector because they continue to think that they've done nothing wrong.
Yes.
And it's like, what? Like you're sitting.
That's very cultish.
They sat for an interview after all of this shit. They don't even care.
And the people said that he started spouting Joseph
Bible
lines from the Mormon.
Bible lines. What's that called?
And Bible verses. And so, okay. So at the beginning, I can see how maybe, you know, making these cute little skirts started off to something, but I feel like they always wanted to be a pyramid scheme. There was always something that they were scamming people from.
Right. I mean, when they showed the bonus structure, these people were getting like $35 million checks. But then when they actually broke it down to what they sold and what their bonuses were, people were taking hits
insane.
Every year. It's like, so nobody was making money. That's how you know it was a
the amount of what they sold and the just recruiting people. So if these people wouldn't have been so greedy and really kept it at a normal situation, they probably could have had a very good quality company. If they would have had good quality products with people would have been buying it. If there wasn't so much
Yeah, well, when she showed
retailers, right?
Right. And the retailer term, it's like, this is just, you're not a retailer. You're literally getting hustled. But like when they showed that one woman and they were like, here's all of the LuLaRoe retailers that were in her area. Yeah. It's like they flooded the market so no one could sell anything because they were fucking greedy.
Right.
And next thing you know, everybody's in debt. It's crazy.
So this girl that I know, she got in at the very early, it was right around 2016, probably. I remember seeing her. And then the girl that I was closer with, she had a full-time job and she was, then her bedroom turned into LuLaRoe. She has a full-time job and she got sucked into this
nightmare.
And I don't understand how she did. And I wonder if she's watching this show now. And I'm sure she's left with a bunch of it. I remember hearing her complain. She's like, well, I'm not doing as good because, you know, my friend got in when it was really hot. And so this girl got in right at the worst time, I think. No wonder she didn't give me no friends and family discount.
I mean,
so I had a dress. I had leggings I never wore. I bought this dress that had sleeves that came down to here, which was the most awkward, the ugly sleeve.
Yeah,
it was the ugliest dress. It had like leaves and stuff on it. It was decent, I guess, but God, it was just, looking back, it's like a blanket. I don't know.
All of the clothes to me looked terrible. And then they're letting them sit outside and like get wet. And then people are stuck with shitty smelling clothes.
Can I would imagine. It's perfect maternity wear.
That is exactly. You know, and see, I don't even want to offend anybody, but it's just like a very Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
A certain like a pioneer woman vibe.
Yes.
Fashion that unfortunately is not my style at all. And I just, the fact that all like the way when they were showing like Facebook lives and they're like, yeah, and they're like, sold. We're out of this shirt.
All right. It's like, all right, Christina, that's yours. All right, Jenny, that's yours.
Crazy.
Mark Zuckerberg should own some stock in this shit. He's the only reason. Without social media, this, you know, it wouldn't have soared.
Right. And that one, I love the one woman who was like still selling it, you know, at the end. She's like still in to the bitter end. She doesn't give a shit. It's like, what?
And she's defending these monsters.
Crazy.
And that girl on our Instagram, she's still like, well, they shouldn't have spent so much money on handbags and manage their money. After she watched that whole thing, I would be puking in the bad decisions that I've made. Like, I can't believe I did this. I'm one of these suckers.
I mean,
I would be dying.
It's tricky because if somebody is asking me for money to get into something and it's not an investment, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm not getting stake in something. I already judge someone who does that. Unfortunately, do you know what I mean? Like if you're paying $5,000 to buy into something, I think you've already made a bad decision and whatever happens to you is going to happen to you because it's a terrible fucking idea.
I'm trying to think of anything else, right? If you're a car salesman, you're not buying 20 cars and they're sitting in your driveway.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to get rid of them.
Pyramid schemes or multi-level marketing in quotes that does this kind of shit where you have to buy a bunch of product up front. It's just not
over
how it works.
His friend that was making the clothes too, they said at the end.
Crazy.
And why was it only the state of Washington that had the balls to sue these psychopathic people?
I know,
these
right?
Tijuana skinnies. Then they're wrapping in lap band surgery.
What is that? That part was very odd to me too. All of a sudden they're like, what were they getting a referral code discount? Like what was happening there?
And she definitely was busting through that lap band at the end. I mean, she was stress eating Fritos. I'm sorry, not to be mean. This is going to be critical, everybody, but this is my honest opinion. I mean, when you get that lap band, she was thin, but she wasn't lap band skinny. There's a lap band look.
Well, it's also like, it's just, when you think about what that is, it's just so unhealthy and so unsustainable. Giving. So ridiculous.
And then you hear it pop, like you hear your cherry pop when you're 15.
God.
Then, okay, getting Mario Lopez, genius idea. Perfect demographic. AC Slater in the house.
Mario Lopez
is
Katie
a fucking
Perry.
Loser.
Kelly Clarkson,
People. Come on, Kelly. I know Kelly Clarkson probably is she's a LuLaRoe perfect person, but
you know who I loved was that little like office guy who they kept interviewing.
Yes.
Who was like, and he was like, I mean, Kelly Clarkson, I loved Kelly Clarkson. I cannot listen to her now.
Why is it Kelly Clarkson's problem? I mean, I don't blame Kelly Clarkson for eternity. These people paid her a buck ton of money to go sing four songs. Probably can't
You know what I thought was like
some horrible husband at the time?
Was that events guy who was like the one securing all of these people?
Yes.
When he was like, I mean, I literally had no experience.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Experience. Next thing you know, I'm like, and I have no budget. And I'm just out here like planning these events. And he was the one who called it catastrophic growth or something
yes.
like that. And it's like, yes. It's exactly
can I have
what
catastrophic
it is.
Growth, please.
Right.
These people were just so greedy and they never stopped. And then the people waiting, they had people waiting. The girl left her bachelorette party to sign up because she was dying so bad to spend 10 grand on this shit.
Ugh. And wasn't there somebody when they were like, oh yeah, you know, they said you could split it amongst credit cards and this, that, and this. It's like, see, again,
here's a gallon of breast milk.
Like, that's just such a bad decision. It's crazy.
God, who's buying breast milk? I want somebody's blood in my kid's milk. I'll give him formula. Jesus.
I know. I think the same.
It was wild. Let me think of what else here. I love the girl wearing Chanel. She's working at LuLaRoe wearing Chanel. They made her
change.
Oh,
they got all pissed. Love
she's
that.
Funny. She's
I think
got
they
so
also
much
said like
that
there
she's
was
not
no
saying.
Yeah, no, not at all. She was I think she has more skeletons in the closet she could
oh,
share.
Oh yeah.
That
she doesn't want to get sued.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when they said like I think it was her or it was that nerdy guy saying like there was no organization, like they were just cutting and pasting in a Google
yes.
doc like hoping for the best. It's like, "Oh my god." Like, see, that's what makes me think it was just like a very selfish like they weren't
like
actually trying to make a sustainable business.
Just make
they were
it
just
happen.
They were just trying to rake in as much money as they could.
They should have been hiring real people who knew how to run some type of business. I mean, who does, but somebody who pretends they do better
right.
than. And they, that one guy though, he wants to murder them. I hope that one day we're all sitting at the Catino logo.
It was like
I'll
an
be
end
having
to a
my
movie.
Cranberry vodka. And he's going to go shoot them in the head. I mean, it's not happening, bucko.
Yeah, when he was like, you know, we'll just all sit there, watch them come out with the FBI. It's like, okay, bro.
That's not happening. It would have happened. It's not happening.
100%.
They are getting away with this shit. And they're still doing it. And they slash the buy-in. And I went on Instagram and checked the hashtag. And there's girls out there selling this shit
God.
Right now. They got the unicorn.
You know, I feel like everything.
I remember my
bad,
friend mentioning that too.
Really?
Yeah.
God. Oh, I just God. Feel like everything bad happens on Facebook Live. Like, there is
yes.
no reason why I need
everything
to watch.
Everything happens bad on Facebook. Families
right, period.
Fall apart.
Facebook Live is like for old people, like streaming for no reason, and then like kids trying to kill each other and like sales. I don't want any parts
Facebook
of it.
Facebook Live
at all.
Is for like a soldier in Iraq who can't see his wife giving birth, so she's got to live stream it. I mean, I don't know. It's bad news. Facebook
no,
altogether. Social
no, it's
media
a nightmare.
Is the devil, as we always
Facebook
say.
Is the worst. It really, like, everything bad happens on Facebook.
Twitter, I mean, I contribute. It's all hate speech. I'm like sitting there, this poor girl in Love After Lockup. I'm ashamed of what I put. So, and you see how everyone has 100 kids they grew up with. Nobody, it's a very rare story that someone grows up with 100 siblings and they're like, I love my life. I got so much attention and
right.
great things happened for me.
So true.
This psychopath, mom's out there selling her vagina and coming home with $100 and
kids.
Throwing it over the
And
railing.
That's the other reason how you knew it was terrible. All the family members had like high ranking positions, had no idea what they were doing. You
yeah,
know?
It's Trumpville.
Like, exactly.
Melania or Ivanka is up there, Ivana, God. Whatever the fuck her name is. And then they're like, well, when they show up in the Psycho 1 and Psycho 2 are like, yeah, we come there every day. But the real guy who wants to kill him is like, yeah, they're never there. And everybody's on watch for him.
He's just
and the families are up on the top tier blowing lines off each other's penises, right. You know?
Right. Oh, how about the cruise? Then they start doing the cruises. See, I feel like there's a pyramid scheme and a cruise are like a 0.5 away from each other. Very similar.
A Backstreet Boys or a.
Exactly.
Not Backstreet Boys. New Kids on the Block.
Same demographic.
You got right. Jenny McCarthy sitting there.
And I love that the girl, evil like, eye. You know, being on a boat with a bunch of white people just wasn't my thing. So
me
I
either.
I was like, I feel you. Oh, God.
Man, you know, it's just crazy. The situation, two of their kids married each other. That's not okay. I don't care if you're blood. What if you have the same parents? It's not okay.
I saw somebody quote that from.
Yeah. Yeah. Episode. That too. From
it took me a while intentions to figure out what I was reading.
And that, you know, Lucy Lula Monroe, future hookers. I hate Lula Rowe as a name.
It's a terrible name. I can't remember it for the life of me. I was calling it Lula Rose. It's like, ugh.
And just no one can type it in. You can't find it.
The mentality of and the phrase like when people say like if you work for it, you get it. Works if you work for it. Those are the same fucks that say like pull them up by your bootstraps. We all have the same opportunity in life. We all have the same 24 hours. It's like fuck you. No, we don't. And enough of this. It's just like, you know, it's ridiculous. That argument pisses me off.
Should put in every birth room. Welcome to your life. Welcome to life. Your experience may vary. Yeah. If you get sucked into these psychopaths' lives,
like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. The people on stage, like I sold so much and there's people chanting and cheering and they're just making money off of them. It's right, sickening.
Like, if I ever find myself in a room like that, I've made the wrong choice.
Oh God.
Like, I'm literally, oh, it's just a nightmare.
And just the end with the I've helped these girls get out and then they shut the garage door and she's got boxes and boxes of these clothes. It's like
seeing
give them
all
away
with,
to
like,
people
the
that
clothes behind them. It's like give them to a homeless shelter or something. Like oh
still
God.
Something for people to freaking wear. But the cuts of these clothes were just the worst.
Hideous.
I mean they're maternity wear. I mean wear it pregnant and nothing would change.
Exactly. That's it. It all. Oh, it's just
wash and wear.
You
can't
fashion.
Wash it more than 3 or 4 times.
Oh, it's over. How much
I
is
mean,
it? Like,
I love ugly
clothes.
Is
a pair
these
of
were over the
leggings
over the well. God, if I could remember right. God, I don't know. Maybe 28 to 50. I'd say maybe not 28.
Fuck off. Really? You can get a great pair of leggings
crazy.
At Ross for $7.99.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember my friend saying, you got to get the black. And they could have just been making black ones and had a legitimate company. Like,
right. Like Lululemon or some shit.
Right. How's that so similar?
Right.
Lululemon seems like a LuLaRoe in training.
Well, I don't think they let people buy in, but it's like a cult. The Peloton.
Oh, Peloton.
Even that, like, I love the Peloton. I love the app. I love the bike. I would never go to like a Peloton event. Like I wouldn't because there's going to be people. Who
my
like,
ass is rock hard.
Right. And like, that's my favorite instructor. You know, like,
right.
No.
Yes.
No, not for
the instructors. That is such a fascinating world, Geneva. We need to get, I can't wait for the Peloton
deal.
Doc.
I know. Right.
God. It's a great idea though. It was genius. You know,
imagine this. Like, imagine you make these shitty leggings. Like, that's what I love was the designer where she was like that bitter designer who I don't know, designer I would use loosely. But the fact that they were just Googling pictures and changing like one aspect to pretend like it was a new design and slapping it on leggings. It was like, oh, my God.
He only had to cut it. All they had to do was change it 20%. They know like how to get out of a lawsuit.
Exactly. And everybody's dicks.
So sick.
Everybody has like pointing to their vagina like a design. That was hilarious.
I remember all this happening as I was watching it. I remember hearing stuff about it.
It's crazy. I just remember it was like, it came heavy on Facebook. I remember seeing a lot of people inviting me to shit and I would always just ignore it. And then it just like kind of faded. It's wild that people were just full in for years.
And they're stuck. And if you didn't sell when they offered to pay you back everything at their measly prices, right. I mean, you had to. You had to jump on
you
that.
You had to. You had to take it.
And the fact that they have so much money still, sickening.
Sick. I just, like, they're sitting up in, like, a penthouse place when they're giving this interview, you know?
And their son fucked up at the end and was like, it's not a pyramid when they're playing the playback. I found it to be very well put that they could find the people that were being interviewed. They found their Facebook lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was impressive. I also thought that the owners, their depositions, you could tell how well coached they were for legal stuff. Like, they weren't giving shit away. And they didn't give a fuck. Like, they weren't nervous. You could tell. Yeah. Some of the kids, like, oh, but the parents were locked up. You weren't going to get shit out of them.
No. And I'm surprised. So in those tapes rolling, they're in trouble.
Deposition tapes. Right. That's like, I think that was in the Washington case. That was our depositions for those cases. Crazy.
I love the Fauci of the video too. And you know, that little guy who's like, this and this and this.
Oh, he was great. The one explaining like multi-level marketing.
And then
he's
the girl,
right though. They just fade and come back as another form.
Yeah.
They never
what's
go
next?
Away.
Let me get in on the bottom floor. Maybe a leader.
Get those bonuses.
Build my line. Man, and people losing their houses and cars. And God. And it's only been a couple years. It was just a couple years. And when they said, oh, you here you are in a picture presenting a 1 million point whatever dollar check. Like, no, that was just a good, that's how much she made or something. Or they come up with some bullshit.
For show. I know. It's crazy. Unrelated. If anyone's looking for an easy reality show watch on HBO Max, it's called Suite Life LA, Los Angeles.
Oh.
Issa Rae from Insecure, executive producer. It's like all these young black
Sweet
like
Valley
a group
High.
Of friends. I think they're in their 20s, but they're all like, I have to say, great families. Like, they come from solid stock, and it's like nice to see young people. Fuck, I don't know. It's just like a nice watch. Like, they're friends. They hold each other accountable. They're like
this
trying to
reality
do shit
TV.
In life. Yeah. It's like just follows their group. And one chick, I think, is like the leader of the pack or whatever. I finished it last night. It was fun.
Nice. A half hour.
Half hour. I think it's like 35 minutes an episode.
Good for them. I feel bad for these people that get these reality TV shows.
And nothing ever happens.
You know, you think your life's changed. And
I know.
I don't know.
It was good, though. Easy watch.
Oh, here's another off note before.
Yeah.
Do you think that Real Housewives of New York is canceled? That's what they're saying. Not just the reunion.
So what I read was that they just canceled the reunion because they didn't want them to have to face the racist noise, and they want to bring Ramona back, and they're protecting the Bravo Peacock show. And that's why they canceled
it. It's sick. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that
I think it's something is seriously, seriously up. There's no good reason for that to not have a reunion.
Even in COVID, they did it virtually.
I judge Andy Cohen for this hardcore.
Crazy
hardcore. I hope it brings down the Bravo front. There's something more that happened. There's never been something canceled. What happened that they can't talk about?
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're saying they canceled the whole franchise. I don't know about that, but
I don't know.
There needs to be more said. Andy Cohen's at the top. He's coming down the LuLaRoe barrel. He's probably got a ton of money saved.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Invested properties and stuff. Yeah, I saw that. Nuts. There's never not been a reunion.
Never.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, what is the problem?
I don't know. It's a real mystery.
Freaking Ebony. I love her name. Ebony K. Williams. It's so official. She should be on The View. Get her something good out of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let her go whoop Joy Behar's ass. I like Joy.
All right, guys. We'll be back. And we love you. Florida Bama Shore coming your way next.